This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Morning, Jolene.
Oh, hello.
Oh, are you all right?
Well, I will be once the paracetamol kicks in.
Headache?
Hangover.
Ah.
I could do without them bells. Are they usually this loud?
You should hear them inside the tower.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you supposed to be...
I couldn't quite face it this morning.
Right.
Of course it was Fallon's Hetton party last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And a good time was had, was it?
Well, I think so.
You can't remember?
Oh, I remember the beginning. She said she wanted something nice and civilised. And that's how it started off.
But?
It was a bit tame, I thought. I'd stocked up on these sparkly sashes that said Bride's Team. So, after the first couple of drinks, when everyone was loosening up a bit, Well, I remember us doing the Macarena down Felpisham High Street, but what happened after that? All I know is I woke up this morning with a mouth like a camel's armpit and a load of grit and cement dust in my hair.
Dear.
I know. God, at my age, I should know better.
I bet it was fun, though.
Well, no one got arrested, that's a start. Oh, why is everything so loud? Oh, it's a blushing bride.
I'd better get on. Hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, cheers. Yeah, Fallon? How you doing?
Mum, can you come over, please?
Why? What's up?
I don't know what to do.
All right, love. I'm on my way.
There you go.
Oh, cheers, Kirsty.
I put an extra spoonful of coffee in, so it's good and strong.
Mum's on her way.
I'm surprised she's awake. How is she?
She doesn't sound great, but I guess 3 hungover brains are better than 2.
Actually, I think Linda might be away this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, she was whittling on at work. I wasn't really paying attention, but I think she said her and Robert were going to visit what's-her-name and Robert's daughter.
Leonie?
The other one.
Coriander?
Yeah, that one. But I can't remember when she said they were going. Hang on. I've got the number for Ambridge Hall on my phone.
Oh.
I'll ring and see if there's anyone there.
Oh, that'll be Mum.
Oh, it's ringing.
Oh.
Hi, Mum. How are you doing?
Well done, Alex. Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Hiya.
Come over or...
No, didn't make it home last night. Oh. Crashed here. Oh, it's gone to voicemail.
Oh.
There's no one there.
What's going on?
It's in the back garden.
What is?
Well, come on. I'll show you.
There.
Oh, my Lord. How did that get there?
Just appeared in the night.
Is it one of Linda's?
Gotta be, isn't it?
Looks like the female. Constanza, is it?
Search me.
Why did you bring that home?
We didn't.
Are you sure?
I think we'd have remembered kidnapping Alama.
I suppose.
We thought it was you.
Me?
You were the one up for a wild time.
Oh, no. This is someone's idea of a joke.
We can't actually remember getting home, though.
No. Last thing I remember is leaning against this skin.
Mum, concentrate, please.
Oh, sorry.
If Linda finds out it's been Nick, she's going to go mad.
Well, she'll probably have noticed already, won't she? Well,
Kirsty reckons she might be away.
Oh.
Yeah, so with a bit of luck, we can get it back and she'll be none the wiser.
Hello?
We're in the back garden.
Oh, walk up then, eh? You were still dead to the world when I... What on earth?
It's a llama.
I spotted that, Jolene. What's it doing here?
Someone left it last night.
Oh, Harris, I'm not so loud, please.
It's Linda's.
Oh, dear. Of course it is.
And we need to get it back to Ambridge Hall. Will you help us?
Me?
Oh,
Saracen.
You're seriously asking me, a member of Her Majesty's Constabulary, to help cover up a theft?
It's not a theft.
Well, not by us anyway.
Mum's right. It's someone's idea of a joke. Yeah. So are you going to help us?
Oh, sorry, love. No can do. We're playing Leighton Cross this afternoon. I've only come home to change into me whites.
It's only me.
How did you get in?
Freddie lent me his key. He said you probably wouldn't answer the door.
I'm rather chained to the desk at the moment. Is Freddie all right?
Yes, he's fine.
Behaving himself?
He's actually helping Alistair move all his stuff over to Jim's.
Really?
Yes. The two of them seem to be getting on rather well. I guess they're both feeling a bit unloved at the moment.
Yes.
We missed you yesterday.
I'm so sorry, Sheila.
No need to apologise.
This business of the licence.
It was only a rather sedate tea party.
It was your 60th.
Kenton and I blew out the candles on our cake and everyone sang happy birthday. You really didn't miss anything.
And did Dan manage to get home?
Yes, he did.
Oh, well, that's good.
But only for the day, and I didn't see much of him because, well, he'd heard about Alistair gambling again.
Right.
And decided he needed to go and... Oh, I don't know.
Make sure he's okay?
Yeah, something like that. How are you coping?
Oh, Sheila, it's just a nightmare. We had a wedding yesterday.
Yes, I know.
And I had to tell them right at the last minute that we couldn't serve alcohol and they'd have to bring their own, which they did. But you can imagine, they were understandably pretty annoyed about it. And we had to give them a substantial refund.
Oh, no.
My caterers are up in arms because they usually supply all the drinks.
Of course.
Which represents quite a high proportion of their profits. So they're expecting some kind of recompense.
Oh, dear.
And this is just the beginning. We're in peak wedding season. So I'm having to grovel to all the other couples and... Well, let's just say none of them are over the moon about it.
No, I bet.
And we've got this huge Sikh wedding coming up in September, which was a major coup for us.
You said.
And I don't know whether to tell them and risk them cancelling or to wait for the next licence review hearing, which has got to happen before the end of the month, and just pray that we get the licence back.
And what about the orangery?
Don't.
They can't serve wine or beer, presumably.
There's been a string of complaints which all land up on my desk.
Oh. Well, haven't you got Lily helping?
Sheila...
What? What's happened?
She's gone.
Gone?
I've made such a mess of everything. I mean, Lily and I have had this huge row.
Oh, no. What about?
I was stressed and I snapped at her.
Oh, I see.
And I shouldn't have. I mean, none of this is her fault. But I'm so worried and everything's going wrong. I just got so angry. I completely lost it with her. And now I don't even know whether she'll ever forgive me. I mean, Sheila, what if she's gone for good?
Come on, you stupid animal. Move yourself.
It's no good, Kirsty. She ain't gonna shift.
There must be a trick to it. I can't imagine whoever brought her down here had to use brute force.
Hey, perhaps we should offer her something to eat.
Oh, yeah, like Jazza with the pig nuts. Rattles a bucket and they just follow him.
Do llamas eat pig nuts?
Well, I think it's just grass, isn't it?
Yeah, well, she's made short work of your lawn, hasn't she? We'll have to mow that for a while.
Oh, we shouldn't have given her that water.
Oh, she was thirsty.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, she drank the lot.
Well, we should have used it as a lure to tempt her out. Oh, Harrison might have an idea. Harrison!
What?
Come here a minute, will you? We've got a problem.
I've got to get to the cricket ground.
Oh.
I thought you were going to take that thing back.
She's not a thing. Her name is Constanza.
Oh, I do beg her pardon.
We can't get her to shift.
We've pushed, we've pulled, we've whispered sweet nothings in her ear. She just does not want to move.
Llamas are supposed to be obliging animals, aren't they?
Yeah, but this one ain't.
I've seen them on the telly. Llama trekking.
But those are specially trained, aren't they?
You think they go to trekking school?
Well, I don't know what they do.
All you need is some kind of halter and a lead.
Some kind of halter. Yeah, where are we going to find that?
Well, you can improvise. Bit of rope.
We've got that leftover piece of washing line in the shed.
Right, I'm off.
Well, you can't go yet, Harrison.
Well, I've got a cricket match.
Oh, just 2 minutes. We need your expertise.
I've told you before, I can't be party to this.
Oh, come on. No one's going to report you.
Found it!
Right, there you go. Just put it on her.
Do they kick?
Mate, you do it.
Me?
What, I can't risk my bridesmaid being injured.
Well, you don't mind risking the groom.
Oh, please.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, give it here. Excuse me, Constanza, if I could just have your attention for a minute. I'm just going to tie this round your lovely, lovely neck. Okay.
Oh, she likes you.
Oh, it's the masculine touch. Now, if I just knot it loosely. Like that. Okay, so you've got a double lead here. You take that side, Kirsty, and you take that one.
Okay.
Now just give her a gentle tug.
Ooh.
There you go. Easy.
Alison, you're a genius.
I know.
Will you marry me?
I'll think about it.
Oh.
Hey, come on. You can do that later. Let's get this animal home before anyone realises she's gone.
Oof. I'm afraid you've missed your chance there.
Don't tell me Linda's back.
Well, not as far as I know, but half the village is out on the green. I think they might just notice a passing llama.
No.
Probably be on the front page of the Echo come Thursday.
So you've no idea where she is?
She said she was going to stay with her friend Meredith, but I don't know where she lives.
And she's not answering her phone?
I've left messages, I've texted her. I've called Phoebe, but she doesn't know Meredith's number.
I gather she's not talking to Freddie either.
It's so unlike her. I mean, I understand her being angry with me, but I just want to know she's all right.
Look, if there's anything I can help
with... Oh, Shula, you're looking after Freddie for me. And heaven knows you've got enough troubles of your own.
Oh, I think I can leave my troubles to my solicitor now.
Kenton's been a terrific help.
Has he?
Yeah. We were due to host the AGM of the Borsetshire Real Ale Club on Tuesday. Mm. And we can hardly expect them to get through the day on orange juice. So Kenton's offered to host their meeting at the Bull.
One less problem, then.
But we really can't afford to lose the business. And the thing is, well, even if we can get through this without going bankrupt, our reputation is going to be in bits.
Not necessarily.
There's already some pretty vicious stuff on Twitter about yesterday's wedding.
Oh, no.
The age we live in, I'm afraid. And then there's Freddie. What's he going to do to him?
He's young. He'll bounce back. And he'll probably just get off with a fine.
But if he doesn't...
Fallon's dad did.
Wayne?
Yes, when he was caught dealing at Locksfest.
It was Harrison shopped him too, wasn't it?
Yes. When's the magistrate's hearing?
Thursday afternoon.
So Freddie could be back home by the end of the week.
But if he isn't, I mean, if they refer it on to the Crown Court, he could end up with a prison sentence.
That's not going to happen.
I wish I could believe that, but... I suppose worrying about it isn't going to change things, is it?
No.
Honestly, Shula, I really don't know how much more I can take.
Oh, come on, you stupid thing.
Morning.
Ah, the very man.
Why, what have I done?
How are you fixed this week?
Oh, what for?
Work. I need you. ASAP, really.
Well, I did say I'd do a picking shift for Adam tomorrow.
Look, I can't manage without you, Rex.
Well, it's nice to know somebody wants me.
Seriously.
Well, to be fair, it's quite short notice, Josh.
We're way behind schedule with these bits of kit. They've just been sitting here accumulating rust.
Well, it's been harvest, hasn't it?
Yeah, don't I know it. I've been on that particular treadmill for most of the last month, which means everything else has ground to a halt and there's been no money coming in at all. So we really need to get stuck in, get this lot shifted.
Obviously, I've got the pigs to sort as well. They have to be fed and watered.
That doesn't take long.
Yeah, and the fences need checking. You'd not believe what brilliant escapologists pigs are.
Oh, don't tell me they've got out again.
Battery on the electric fence packed up. They were onto it straight away. Took me forever to round them up. Had to call Bert in the end to come give me a hand. Yeah, plus the boar got in with the replacement gilts, so I might have a few unplanned pregnancies.
We've had enough of them round here. You're really not cut out to be a pig farmer, are you?
Oh, don't you start. Had all that from my dad last week.
Well, there you go then.
But I'm really into it now. They're such intelligent animals, pigs.
Your time would be much more profitably spent tarting up this forage harvester.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Pip. I was just on my way over to see you. And my gorgeous niece, of course.
Well, she's at Rickyard with Toby.
Oh, you've got time to visit the Wonder Child, but not enough time to earn a bit of extra cash.
Well... maybe tomorrow afternoon?
Don't let him bully you, Rex.
No. I'm just thinking. I can probably free up a few hours.
Yeah, that'll be great. Just don't let the pigs go walkabout again.
I'll try not to.
They're looking really good, your pigs.
What, you've seen them?
Yeah, I've just been having a stroll around the farm. It all looks in pretty good shape.
We can survive without you.
Are you heading back to Rickyard?
I've just got to have a word with Mum, but I'll only be 10 minutes. If you want to go and say hi to Rosie, I'll catch up with you.
Okay. I'll see you in a bit.
Everything all right, Josh?
Oh, I'm so behind with everything. Oh, and Mum will tell you I can't make the meeting tomorrow.
What?
We're going to have to reschedule.
But we arranged it ages ago.
Sorry, overtaken by events.
I've been really looking forward to it.
It's only a post-mortem on the harvest.
Exactly.
And an update on where we're at with the livestock and what have you.
I'm really out of touch and I need to catch up with what's been happening.
Well, sorry. But since you've been busy giving birth, I've had to pick up the slack. Which means my business has really taken a hit. And I seriously need to get some money coming in again.
Now, let's give your lovely bum a little wipe, shall we? Yeah, there you go. All clean and sweet.
You got that down to a fine art, haven't you?
What, nappy changing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Never thought I'd see the day. Now, you be a good girl, Rosie, and see if you can't keep this one dry and clean for an hour or two, eh? Oh, she loves that little giraffe you bought her. Yeah. She hit me straight in the face with it this morning.
Oh, the joys of fatherhood.
Yeah.
Talking of which.
What?
Dad.
Oh, he's not coming back, is he? I can't decide who was worse to have around. Him or Mum and Hans.
No, we're quite safe.
Phew. I was beginning to think he decided to move here permanently.
He seems convinced that you're getting back together with Pip.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, he was banging on about it to me. When was I going to make an honest woman of her? Even offered to give me the Fairbrother engagement ring.
What?
Yeah, as if waving that hideous thing under Pip's nose was going to change her mind.
He offered you the ring?
He has a deeply conventional streak, doesn't he, our dad?
It was supposed to come to me.
What?
The ring.
Was it?
Yeah, he always said I'd get it whenever I got engaged.
Well, you can have it, Rex. You're welcome to it. Pip wouldn't want it even if we were going to get married, which we're definitely not. We get on much better like this. Friends and co-parents.
Right.
This is all just some fantasy Dad's dreamed up.
Yeah. At least he's proud of you.
Oh, you know what Dad's like. He can only have the spotlight on one of us at a time. It'll be your turn next week.
Yeah, I doubt it. Definitely relegated to the shade, I think.
Have I touched a nerve?
No, it's nothing. Oh, hey, Pip.
My brother, honestly, thinks the whole world revolves around him.
Oh, shh.
Sorry, darling. Did I disturb you?
Mummy's a noisy beast, isn't she? Yes, she is.
Well, what's he done, Josh?
We had this meeting set up. It was all arranged, I don't know, 10 days ago. And it's a regular thing. Every year we sit down and talk through how the harvest has gone and what's happening on the rest of the farm. But now Josh has decided he can't make it because he has to see a man about a spare part for some ancient tractor.
Oh, can't you rearrange it?
Not for this week. Dad's got some NFU thing, and so Mum's having to hold the fort here. And Josh seems to think because he put in the hours over harvest, he's earned time off for good behaviour and doesn't have to cooperate anymore. He could just go back to messing around with bits of old machinery.
That's not very public-spirited.
And as for me having Rosie, it was deeply thoughtless of me and just done to inconvenience him.
I'm sure he didn't mean it.
Want to bet?
You were really looking forward to that meeting, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I know I can't do much at the moment, but I still want to know what's going on.
Johnny! Hi! Freddy, what are you doing here?
Come to see you.
What for?
Can you get my new number?
What?
Can you turn that thing off? The police took my phone.
Right.
You know, don't you, what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm stuck here in Ambridge with my Auntie Shula because I'm not allowed to go home. And because they took my phone, I can't even call anyone. I mean, I got a new phone, but I've lost all my contacts. I rang Bridge Farm. The landline? Spoke to your granddad.
Yeah, he said.
He told you?
Yeah.
But I gave him my new number. Did he not pass it on?
Yes, he did.
Oh, it's just... You haven't been in touch?
No, I've been kind of busy.
Oh, okay. I just wondered if you could do me a favour.
Right.
Could you ring Lily for me? Only she's had a row with my mum and she's done a bunk. She won't answer my calls and... Well, it's just not like her.
If Lily doesn't want to talk to you, well, that's up to her, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
She probably won't take any notice of me anyway.
It's worth a try, though, isn't it? If you don't mind.
I do, actually.
Well, please.
Sorry.
But Johnny... Look, I understand if you're annoyed, but we might not have to cancel our trip.
You are?
Don't let on to Kate, though. She's banned me from talking to Nolotando.
Are you being serious?
It'll be all right, trust me. I'll just get a fine and a bit of community service or whatever. We'll sort it. Even if we have to change the dates or whatever. And oh man, am I going to need a holiday after this is over.
You don't get it, do you? Hmm? Do you honestly think I'm hacked off with you because of the trip? For crying out loud, Freddy, how clueless can you get?
Well, I suppose I'd better get to work.
Are you going to wave bye-bye, Rosie? Yeah, bye-bye, Uncle Rex.
Are you okay, Rex?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you missing Anisha?
No. Well, of course I miss her, but... No, it was the right decision not to... I'm glad I stayed here, definitely.
You just seem a bit down.
Yeah, 2 weeks of being nagged by our old man is enough to depress anyone's spirits. Isn't that right, Rex?
Well, yeah, he does like to tell you how to live your life, doesn't he?
Certainly does. Not one to keep his opinions to himself, our dad. You've just got to learn to ignore him.
Yeah, I know. It's just... Well, you know, the prospect of spending the rest of this lovely day cooped up in the taxi doesn't exactly fill me with eager anticipation. Anyway, needs must. Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Josh.
Busy, are we?
I'm just leaving. See you.
Bye, Rex.
Bye. Hey, look, Rosie. Rude Uncle Josh has come to see you.
No, yes. I haven't. Mm. I've come to see Pip.
What do you want?
I've just had my ear bent by Mum and, well... I genuinely can't make the meeting tomorrow.
You made that perfectly clear.
But I could possibly spare an hour on Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday?
And Mum and Dad could both manage that.
Well, I can't.
Hey, why not?
We've got our appointment at the register office.
Oh, yeah, of course we have.
To register Rosie's birth.
Oh, well, that's that then.
Is that the only time you can do?
This week, yeah.
Well, what about evenings?
What about them? If I'm going to get my business back on track, it's going to be 18-hour days till the end of the month. I've got a list of appointments as long as your arm. The website is in serious need of an update. And there's all those bits of kit out in the yard.
Okay, I get it.
We can always rearrange the register office.
Can we?
Yeah, of course we can. And this meeting means a lot to you, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
So, what time Wednesday afternoon, Josh?
2:00.
Right, she'll be there. Now, where's the number for the register office?
Oh, come on, mate. You're hardly squeaky clean yourself.
What are you on about?
The Isle of Wight Festival? I don't remember you turning your nose up when I got hold of some ease.
Shut up, Freddy. There's a world of difference between buying a couple of pills for personal use and dealing the stuff.
You know what, Johnny? There really isn't.
Of course there is. Don't pretend you can't see it.
You know better than anyone what it's like at college. You're under so much pressure. Sometimes you just need a bit of help to get by. And then someone asks if you can get hold of a little something for them, and suddenly you find that
you knew exactly what you were getting into.
You find that you're in a bit deeper than you meant to be.
Every idiot knows dealing is off limits.
Yes, okay, fine. I crossed a line. It was stupid and I shouldn't have.
It's not like you're desperate for cash or anything. It's not like you're an addict who's hooked and can't live without this stuff. You just did it because you could.
That's not how it was.
Whatever.
I had my arm twisted.
And that's another thing. You were in this with Ellis, weren't you?
He had me over a barrel.
You lied to me. I risked my own skin to protect you, and all that time you'd still...
Come on, mate. It's
that just... brick that came through my window. You knew that was Ellis, didn't you?
I sort of guessed it might be.
I get injured trying to look out for you, and you'd lie through your teeth about it. You could have told Harrison the truth, but you didn't. What if he'd come after me again?
But he didn't.
He threw a brick through our window. I could have been badly hurt, so could Hannah. But you chose to protect him over us.
Honestly, Johnny, it wasn't like that.
And all this time you call yourself my friend. Well, that's not how friends treat each other.
I know. Look, I got things badly wrong, and I'm sorry.
It's a bit late to be sorry now. And if you think I'd go on any sort of trip with you after this, you are seriously deluded.
Oh, come on, mate.
I'm not your mate. Not anymore.
You don't mean that.
I really do.
But I thought you might come on Thursday, though.
What?
To the magistrate's court.
You're not hearing me, Freddy. We're done. All right? For good. You're on your own.
Hi, Jolene.
Oh,
Oh, hello, Alice.
How are you?
Oh, hang on. Just let me turn this off.
Oh, don't let me interrupt your good work.
Reckon them hanging baskets will do for today.
Oh, they're looking great.
Yeah, not bad, are they?
Have you recovered?
Eh?
From Saturday night?
Oh, just about. I'm getting too old for that kind of drinking. My hangover lasted 2 days.
Well, you were very fun.
Oh, Lord. What did I do?
Nothing too embarrassing, don't worry.
I honestly can't remember anything after about 10 o'clock.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Was it you that kidnapped that llama?
The what?
Linda's llama, Constanza.
What are you talking about?
Well, Fallon woke up Sunday morning to find it parked in her back garden. Me, her and Kirsty had to take it back.
You're kidding.
Obviously someone's idea of a joke.
That is brilliant. I wish I'd thought of it.
Weren't you then?
No, first I've heard of it.
I'm convinced it was one of your antics.
Oh. Morning.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Hi.
Kenton's upstairs getting the room ready.
Oh, right. Can I go on up?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Door's open.
Oh, that poor woman.
Oh, that's terrible, isn't it?
It just seems so unfair. Suspending her alcohol licence. I mean, that could ruin their business, couldn't it?
Yeah. We're helping her out today, taking a meeting off her hands. The Borsetshire Real Ale Club.
She hasn't done anything wrong, has she?
No. Obviously, she didn't have a clue what Freddie were up to.
She's the one paying the price.
So, how are things at home farm?
Oh, don't ask.
Any interest in the house?
Yeah, loads, actually. A few viewings booked already.
I still can't quite believe your mum and dad are moving.
No, neither can I.
Downsizing, is that the idea?
Oh, I don't know what they think they're doing. Making a big mistake, if you ask me.
And you sorted lunch for them?
Yep, don't worry.
Well, they were just going to go down to the orangery originally. Hugh was going to organise a platter of sandwiches and fruit.
Well, Wayne had a similar thought. It's fine, honestly.
We'd prepared our selection of local beers, which I imagine was the reason they opted to have their meeting at Lower Loxley in the first place.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Oh, well.
Well, next year, maybe.
If we survive that long. Oh, and now about the fee.
Oh, don't worry about that.
No, if you give me your account number, I'll just do a transfer.
Well, not the whole fee.
Come on, Kenton, you're doing me a favour.
Yeah, but you're losing out, having to move the meeting.
It's not your problem.
And Lower Loxley prices are considerably higher than what we charge for this room.
There's a drop in the ocean compared to what we're losing at the weekends.
Well, we'll sort it out later, yeah?
Oh, Kenton.
I know.
The licence, it's something you never think about. It's just there, a name over the door.
Hang on.
It's only when it's taken away you realise it affects every single corner of the business.
I've just had a thought.
What?
Give me a minute. I need to make a phone call.
Morning, Linda.
Alice, not working today?
I'm just on my way. I'm running a bit late this morning. How's Constanza?
What?
Did she survive her adventure?
What are you talking about?
Saturday night. Your llama, Constanza.
We were away on Saturday night.
Oh.
Visiting my stepdaughter and her family.
Oh, right.
So, what are you telling me?
Nothing. Nothing. It was nothing.
Come on, Alice. If something's happened to my beloved llama, I need to know.
Well, she's fine and back home, safe and sound. Nothing to worry about.
Back home? Are you saying she's been elsewhere?
It was just a silly hen party prank.
Hen party? This will be Fallon's, I presume?
I thought you knew.
What happened, Alice?
Well, someone took Constanza for a bit of a walk, that's all, and she ended up in Fallon and Harrison's garden.
What?
But they took her back, and she's fine, isn't she?
That is hardly the point. Constanza is a valuable animal and could easily have come to considerable harm.
Yeah, but she didn't.
Particularly if she was in the charge of some inebriated young person.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, please, a hen party?
Well, yes, but not everyone was drunk.
Oh, well, I find that difficult to believe. So you have no idea who was responsible?
No idea at all.
Right, I shall make it my business to find out. As far as I'm concerned, misappropriating a precious animal like Constanza is a serious offence, and the perpetrator should be held to account.
Well, I may just have the solution to your licence problem.
What?
I just had to check with this guy who told me about it. He runs a pub on the Meadow Rise estate. It's a bit of a rough area, and there is an off-licence nearby, which is constantly getting its licence suspended.
What for?
Oh, no idea, but you know what that estate's like. Mm. But anyway, all that they do is they put the licence in somebody else's name. As often as not, the pub landlord, because he's already been cleared to have an alcohol licence.
And that's legal?
No, apparently. So, why don't I take over the Lower Loxley licence?
Oh, Kenton, I can't believe that...
It would solve a lot of problems, wouldn't it?
Sounds too easy.
But it would mean you could forget about the business and concentrate on Freddie. Oh. And you can't tell me that wouldn't make your life a whole lot easier.
Oh, it certainly would. But...
But what?
I can't quite believe... Well, anyway, look, I'm taking Freddie in to see Usha later on this morning to talk about the hearing on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So I'll check it out with her.
Yeah? Okay, well, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Harrison.
Linda.
I'm glad I've caught you.
I'm just on my way to work.
I won't keep you a minute, but I understand an offence has been committed, of which I presume you are aware.
I'm sorry?
My llama, Constanza.
Ah.
And I've just been informed that she spent Saturday night in your back garden.
She did indeed, and made a very fine job of trimming our lawn.
This is no joking matter.
I intended that as a compliment, Linda.
My precious llama was abducted.
And taken safely home a few hours later.
And, as I see it, that amounts to deliberate theft.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, really? She was taken, may I remind you, without the consent of her owner.
But not with the intention of depriving the owner of her permanently.
Well, that is irrelevant.
No, that's the definition of theft.
But she was taken from a place of safety and exposed to who knows what potential hazards.
I think she stuck to the grass.
Harrison, you're not taking this seriously.
Oh, Linda, it was a daft prank. Fallon and Kirsty took her home as soon as they discovered her.
But to get back to Ambridge Hall, she would have had to walk along the road. She could easily have been knocked down.
We made a lead for her out of an old washing line.
What? We? You participated in this conspiracy, did you?
It wasn't a conspiracy.
My precious animal was abducted.
No, she wasn't.
And you and Fallon and whoever else was involved conspired to keep me in the dark.
Because we knew you'd be upset.
Well, of course I'm upset. And I fully intend to find out who was responsible. And if you refuse to investigate...
Oh, give me a break, Linda. I'm getting married on Friday.
If you refuse to investigate, I shall have no option but to go through official channels and report the matter to your superiors.
Please tell me you're joking.
I thought I'd already made my position clear, Constable Burns. This is no joke. I am deadly serious. I want to know who carried out this offence, and I think I'm well within my rights to expect the cooperation of the law.
Okay. Okay, you win. Leave it with me.
Well, they seem to be having a good time.
Oh, what, the real ale, guys?
Yeah, obviously no qualms about lunchtime drinking.
Oh, no.
Good contact. Let's try and get them back.
Yeah. Although, I'm really not happy about poaching Elizabeth's clients.
It's a fair choice, isn't it? But I think we were more up their street than Lower Loxley.
God, I hope this'll work.
What?
Me taking over Elizabeth's licence.
I ain't sure about this. It all sounds a bit dodgy to me.
Yeah, but it would take a bit of the weight off Elizabeth's shoulders.
Well, yeah, I can see that, but I ain't prepared to do anything that's going to affect our own licence.
No, it won't. And she needs all the help she can get. Oh, she was looking terrible this morning.
I know. And I really do want to help. But...
I mean, she's just under so much pressure at the moment.
I just thank me lucky stars Fallon didn't want a fancy Lower Loxley wedding.
So I still think Harrison could have let Freddie off with a caution.
Mind you, that upstairs room for the reception.
What about it?
Well, it could do with a lick of paint. I noticed when we were setting up this morning for the real ale meeting, it's looking really tired and shabby.
Yeah, well, we can't get it painted before Friday.
No, I know.
Anyway, you know, by the time it's decked out with fancy tablecloths and flowers, it'll... Oh, where's my phone?
Oh, it's over there by the sink.
Ah, yeah. Oh, it's Elizabeth.
Oh.
Hiya.
Hello.
How did you get on?
It's bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
It's not really Usha's area of expertise, but she consulted with a colleague who says, yes, it's possible for you to take over the license, but no, it wouldn't make any difference.
Why not?
Because the investigation has already begun and it will continue, even with someone else's name over the door.
Oh, Elizabeth, I'm so sorry.
No, but I thought it was probably too good to be true. Everything all right with the Real Ale Club?
Yeah, it's fine.
Good.
They're on their lunch break just now, as you can probably hear.
Yeah.
Look, anything else I can do, just give me a call, OK?
OK, I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, OK, bye.
Bye.
No joy?
No. And I feel rotten now for getting our hopes up.
Harrison, come on in.
Thanks.
Chris isn't back yet, but he just called to say he's on his way. I've only just got in myself. How are you feeling? You getting nervous yet?
Oh, I haven't got time.
I've been coaching Chris with his best man speech.
Have you?
Hope you won't find it too embarrassing.
Oh, all my guilty secrets are out since the stag night. Actually, it's you I've come to see, Alice.
Me?
About Linda's llama.
Oh, yeah, I heard all about that.
So you weren't responsible?
Me? No, I didn't even know about it until this morning. Jolene told me.
Right.
What makes you think it was me?
Well, I've spoken to most of the people who were there that night. Emma, Clary, Kirsty, Jazza and Fallon, of course. And the general consensus seems to be that, well, you do have a bit of a reputation for drunken escapades.
Is that what they said?
Well, and I gather Saturday night was fairly riotous.
I will have you know, Harrison, that I was the least drunk person there. It's only thanks to me that everyone made it back to Ambridge. Jolene would still be upside down in a skip at the bottom of Felpersham High Street if it wasn't for me.
Right.
Why do you need to know?
Oh, because Linda is cutting up rough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and threatening to report me to my boss if I don't find the culprit.
She wouldn't, would she?
I'm doing my sergeant exams next year, Alice. I can't really take the risk.
Teeny confession. I'm afraid it was me who spilled the beans to Linda.
Oh, Alice.
Yeah, sorry. I assume she knew.
It were bad enough having to arrest Freddie Pargeter on my stag night. Now I've got to spend the run-up to my wedding investigating all our guests.
Can I come in?
If you can find a space.
My. Still any room to swing a cat in here, is there?
Nope. Thought when Dad said he'd move all his junk out, that would include the piano.
Give me a right earful this morning, your dad.
Did he?
Accused me of leading you astray. The horses, the fruit machines and everything.
Ah, yes.
Says if I carry on like this, I'll have to find somewhere else to live.
Oh, Jazza, I'm really sorry.
No, your fault.
Yeah, it is. You weren't to know I had a problem.
Ah, do you know?
Yeah, well, after my shouting match with Shula in the pub.
I reckon the whole of Ambridge knows now.
Yeah.
I mean, horses, sure, but fruit machines? That's not really gambling, is it?
Thin end of the wedge, I'm afraid. Like an alcoholic having just the one beer.
Anyway, Jim says I'm to apologise, so I'm very sorry, won't do it again.
Well, there's really no need, but thank you. Now, I need to get back to work. I only came back to dig out some invoices I was working on. Oh, here we go again. David, hi.
Are you around, Alistair?
Yep, I'm just at my dad's house.
Oh, thank heavens. Can you come over?
Oh, what's up?
We've got a cow that's ripped her udder.
Oh, Lord, can you get her in the crush?
Ruth's just doing that.
I'll be right over.
Now, you be a good girl, Rosie. And don't interrupt Mummy's meeting.
You're not going to leave her here, are you?
I could take her if you like.
Oh, don't worry, Gran. She'll probably go back to sleep in a minute.
I have to go and finish this last batch of gin.
You're looking really well, Pip.
Isn't she just?
I thought this meeting was supposed to start at 2.
And you've got to finish by 4.
Well, it's not going to go on that long, is it?
We're due at the register office at 5:30.
I thought you had to cancel that.
No, they're going to squeeze us in at the end of the day. Yes, Rosie. We've got to get a certificate to make you legal.
What's keeping Mum and Dad?
Oh, look at her little face.
I can't afford to sit around doing nothing.
It's as if she understands every word.
Oh, I know. She gives me this look as if to say, why are you talking such rubbish, Daddy?
Because you are, probably. Go on, go and sort out your gin.
OK, I'll see you later. Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hello.
At last.
I've got to love you and leave you, I'm afraid. Bye.
Bye. Sorry to keep you waiting. Bit of an emergency.
What's happened?
Dog off the lead running around near the cows. Starts barking. One of the cows panics and charges right through the wire fence.
Is she all right?
No, torn udder.
Oh, no.
Your dad saw it happen, thank goodness. Got straight on the phone to Alistair, so she should be okay.
Alistair's here?
Yeah.
So can we get on with this meeting now?
We'd better wait for Dad.
5 more minutes and I give up.
It's all right, old girl. Soon have you sorted. A couple more stitches and that teeth should do it.
So, how are things with you?
How do you think?
Sorry, stupid question.
My personal problems are suddenly the talk of the entire village.
Yes.
And whatever sympathy anyone may have had for me over, you know, the divorce business has vanished in a puff of smoke. All right, old girl, nearly done.
Must be pretty uncomfortable for you.
And, of course, I'm back at Greenacres, sharing a cupboard with my dad's piano.
Well, you could hardly stay on with Shula after, you know...
No. Presume she told you we've reached the stage of only communicating through our solicitors?
Probably for the best.
Right, that should do. Let's just release this leg. Yes, that's a bit more comfortable, isn't it? OK, you can let her out the crush now.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Alistair. Come on then, out you come. She'll still milk all right, will she?
Yes, it's only the one quarter. The other three are fine.
Well, she can stay down here till milking.
But I have given her some pain relief, so...
So we'll have to ditch the milk, yeah.
Yeah.
David!
Oh, hi, Mum.
Everyone's waiting for you in the kitchen.
Ruth has told them what's happened.
Yes, but Josh is getting very impatient.
Oh, we're supposed to be having a meeting. Can I leave you to clear up?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks again for coming out so promptly.
No problem.
See you.
So.
Afternoon, Jill.
I didn't expect to see you quite so soon.
No, well, sometimes duty calls.
Can I just say, Alistair?
You don't have to say anything. I know what you think of me.
I have spent the last few months defending you, begging my daughter not to leave you to give your marriage another chance.
I know.
I always thought you were the perfect man for Shula. I remember how thankful I was when you two got together. She'd had a difficult time after Mark's death, and I thought, at last, she's found someone steady and reliable. She'll be all right now. Instead of which...
She knew about my addiction.
Not before she married you.
Could I just get to the tap, you think?
She's had to prop you up. Sort out the catastrophic mess you'd made.
I did my best to make it up to her.
And all the while, keep up this fiction of a happy marriage.
We were happy, Jill, despite everything.
I just wish you'd had the strength of character to be honest with us. Instead of obliging Shula to live a lie all these years.
I assure you, Jill, I did not oblige her to do anything.
When I think of all the harsh things I said to her, all the reproach I heaped on her, and still she wouldn't break faith with you. She wouldn't let it be known what she's had to deal with.
Well, it's all out in the open now, isn't it?
I hope you feel ashamed of yourself.
You know what, Jill? What I feel or don't feel is really none of your business anymore.
So, when was it decided?
A couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
Have you got a problem with that?
Well, no, but...
It's only a few hectares.
Since when did you care about the arable cropping plan?
I care about all aspects of the farm.
You think it's the wrong decision?
No, I thought this meeting was to discuss things like that. Oh, Rosie, what's all that noise for?
Hungry, I should think.
Oh, no, she had a good feed not long ago.
Are we making too much noise for you, Rosie? Interrupting your beauty sleep?
No, you just want attention, don't you?
Oh, Lord.
Josh? Come on, then. Come to Mummy.
Is this bring your baby to work scheme really such a good idea? I mean, Gran said she'd have her, and there's loads we need to get through.
She'll be quiet now, won't you, puppet? See?
So, shall we move on and talk about the dairy herd?
Okay. Well, I've had a quick scan through the figures and they're looking really good.
Now they are.
What do you mean now?
We had a bit of a slump. The yield was down.
And it was just when we were coming into summer milk prices, when we need to be getting maximum output. So I called the nutritionist.
You did? Off your own bat?
Yes.
Josh was right. The yields were quite a bit lower than they should have been.
Which suggests to me that the paddocks haven't been getting proper attention.
We've hardly had any rain.
Has anyone been looking after them? Been out with a plate meter?
The nutritionist advised us to adjust their diet a bit.
You mean you bought in additional feed? Feed which costs money?
I did what the expert advised in the circumstances.
And you knew about this, Mum?
We just tweaked the formulation of the parlour cake. It was only a minor adjustment, and it's done what was needed.
But it goes against our whole ethos of milk from grass. Oh, Rosie.
Oh, dear. Here we go again.
Shall I take that?
Yeah, okay. Come on, Rosie.
Come to Nana. That's it, good girl. That's it.
Look, Pip, you have been out of circulation for a while, and we sometimes have to take decisions on the hoof.
And it's no good you criticising after the event.
I'm not criticising.
Oh, really? My mistake.
Oh, shut up, Josh.
Now then,
it doesn't
you
work,
two.
You being a backseat farmer.
Oh, what?
You're either here working or you're not.
Josh.
I'm a great deal more committed than you are. All you care about is your machinery business.
No, seriously, stop it, the pair of you. This is not a competition, all right? We're all on the same side here. And we've actually had a pretty good year so far, so let's not ruin it, eh?
Jazza.
Holy cats, what happened to you?
What are you doing on my bed?
Is that human blood?
Of course not. Couldn't find my spare overalls. Sure a pair got left here somewhere when we moved my... Where's all my stuff?
In the other room.
What other room?
My room, well, where's my room? I decided we should do a swap.
What?
Your needs greater than mine, Alistair. You need the wardrobe to hang your clays, the desk to do your writing or whatever. I don't. I just need somewhere to keep from time to time.
But you don't have to do that.
And in here will suit me fine. It's your dad's house when I was said and done, so only seems fair you should have the bigger room.
Thank you, that's, that's really kind.
Hey, man, it's not biggie.
No, I'm sorry, it's just... Oh, I'm not used to people being kind. I've just spent a deeply uncomfortable couple of hours at Brookfield.
Did you save the cow?
Oh, yeah, the cow's okay.
But they weren't grateful?
Well, yeah, of course they were, but... They used to be, you know, family. Not anymore.
So, no tea and cake then?
Nope. Cold shoulders, awkwardness and a ringing condemnation from my soon-to-be ex-mother-in-law.
What, she had a go at you?
Oh, yes.
That's a bit mean.
Well?
Do you fancy a beer?
It's a bit early for me, Jazza.
But if you didn't get a cup of tea...
And I need to get back to work.
You must be thirsty.
I had to cancel two other appointments this afternoon. But... If you've nothing better to do this evening, I'll buy you a pint in the Bull.
If it hasn't got wheels or an engine, Josh doesn't give a damn. So what Mum and Dad thought they were doing, leaving it to him to take decisions like
Pip,
that...
let it go.
No, but Toby...
We are here to register our daughter's birth.
Yes, I know.
Which, to me, is infinitely more important than what your cows get to eat. Huh? Though, I'm having doubts about the name.
What?
It was just... Look, talking to my dad last week...
No, she's not going to be fair, brother.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
No, but I bet that's what your dad wanted.
It's not his decision, though, is it?
I said all along that she's going to be an archer.
That's fine, absolutely. But she's also getting your middle name and your mother's name.
Wait. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
There's nothing at all from my side.
You want her to have your mother's name as well?
Good heavens, no. I'm not lumbering my daughter with Simone.
Oh, that's a relief. Well, she's quite a character, your mum.
That's one word for her. But I was wondering about Grace.
Grace?
Which, apart from being lovely, is a traditional Fairbrother name.
We can't call her
right
Grace.
Right back to the 17th century.
No way. No, my gran would have a fit.
But why?
Because of, well... She's always had this thing about, you know, being the second wife and living in the shadow.
Ancient history, Pip.
Not for her, it isn't.
Oh, come on. Her and Dad seem to get on okay. And giving our daughter the name Grace would be like a gesture of reconciliation.
I can see what you mean, but...
You don't like the name?
Oh, no, no, I do. It's a lovely name. It's just...
Too soon.
What?
My Auntie Grace has only been dead 60-odd years, so I just...
Stop it!
Would you like to come through?
Right, decision time, Pip. Grace has an extra middle name. Please?
Okay. Okay, let's go for it. Rosie Ruth Grace Archer. Just don't tell Gran.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, the Echo's really gone to town on it.
Stately home rocked by drugs scandal.
There's four pages about it inside.
Mind you, that's not the first time, is it?
What?
That there's been, you know, drug arrests at Lower Loxley. Mm. Remember Loxfest? The place was awash with drugs then.
How do you know?
Well, that's what happens at festivals, Mum.
But no one blamed Elizabeth for that, did they?
Wasn't her son dealing back then, was it?
But this time... I mean, I don't believe for a moment she could have known what Freddie was up to.
Can you believe some people are actually blaming Harrison?
Oh, I know. I heard Josh say that he thinks Harrison could have let him off with a caution.
I haven't told Harrison. I don't want it spoiling things for tomorrow.
Shocking, isn't it? Poor lad was only doing his job.
And you know Linda's had a go at him.
For arresting Freddie?
No, demanding he investigate who snatched her llama. Just these, please. Oh.
What are you buying that for, Christopher?
I'm in a hurry, Mum.
It's £3.40, that sandwich. You could make it for 30p.
Oh, I've got to get back to work. I haven't finished Fallon and Harrison's wedding present yet.
Well, it's your money to waste, I suppose. You're all ready for tomorrow.
As I'll ever be.
How's your best man's speech coming along?
Yeah, no, not bad.
That's £5.20 altogether.
It's card, all right?
Yeah. And have you got your suit back from the cleaners?
Yeah.
And did that greasy mark come out?
Yes, it's fine.
And what shirt are you wearing?
I don't know.
That pale blue one would be nice. But do have a look at the buttons.
What?
Oh, you know how it is with buttons. They always come off when you're least expecting. I'll maybe pop round later and check them for you.
Mum!
What?
Just don't make such a fuss.
At least I passed.
Yes, you passed. Well done.
I admit a D and an E isn't going to win any prizes, but I did manage not to fail.
Well, that hard work paid off.
Yeah, and two A-levels. I mean, I never thought I'd be able to claim that.
Look good on your CV. And you don't have to put the grades you got. Although...
What?
You do have to admit to any criminal convictions.
Oh, come on, Mum. I'm not going to get banged up or anything.
We hope.
If there's any justice, Fallon's dad got off with a fine.
He was lucky.
I reckon it's a really good omen.
What?
My results. I think this is going to be a really good day.
Let's hope so.
I keep telling Fallon it's all sorted, but she doesn't believe me.
But are they all on side?
Well, I spoke to most of them. They're really up for it.
That's a brilliant idea.
I do have them occasionally.
Right. There we are, that should do. What do you reckon?
What is it?
What's a garden ornament.
What does it do?
It sits in your garden, looking ornamental.
What's the point of that?
I made one for Alice's mum and Fallon went overboard about it. She said she'd love one, but she couldn't afford it.
Why? How much do you charge for something like that?
350.
You're kidding me? For a bit of bent metal?
Oh, cheers, Jazzer. I'll have you know it takes a lot of time and expertise to make something like that.
Wouldn't it be tapping my list for a wedding present?
Well, I'll bear that in mind. You all ready for tomorrow?
Reckon so.
What are you wearing?
I borrowed my brother's wedding suit.
You're a brother, Stew?
Aye.
Aren't you a bit taller than Stew?
No, so as you'd notice. But he's got really small feet, so I can't borrow his shoes.
So what shoes are you wearing?
I've only got my trainers.
Trainers? You can't wear trainers with a suit.
They're black, they'll be fine.
They're black with day-glow orange stripes.
Yeah, but they're only thin. I can take a magic marker of the stripes.
Jazzer, do you really want to be immortalised in Fallon's wedding photos as the man wearing beat-up, stripy trainers when everyone else is dressed up to the nines?
I never thought of that.
What size are your feet?
10-ish.
All right, come in with me. I'll lend you a pair.
Who are you looking for?
Oh, I just thought Johnny might have shown up.
Johnny? Were you expecting him to?
Well, no, not really. He had a go at me the other day. I don't think he's my mate anymore.
Because of all of this?
Yeah. He was right, though. I am an idiot.
Well, I'm sure he'll come round.
I don't think he will. Reckons I've gone too far this time.
Friends fall out all the time, but they always make up in the end. Well, in my experience, anyway. Will surprise you. Oh, but look who's here. Lily!
Oh, I can't believe it.
Lily, we're over here.
You came!
Afternoon. Hello, darling.
Oh, I should have known you'd come.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
Here, give us a hug.
Oh, Lily!
Okay, enough hugging. I want you to know, Freddie, that I'm not here because I've forgiven you.
Not even a little bit?
No. I'm still furious with you for being such a class A pillock. No pun intended.
I know.
But you're here. I suppose you're my brother when all's said and done.
Thank you for coming. And I'm really sorry about Friday for losing my temper like that. Freddie's told me you wanted to confide in me and tell me what was going on.
Yeah, well, I did try and tell you that.
I'm really sorry, darling.
You said in your text messages.
You got them then?
Yes.
And he didn't reply.
I had nothing to say to you. I think Usha was trying to get your attention.
Oh, who's that she's talking to?
It's just some court official, I think. Mm. I'd better see what she wants.
You didn't answer my text either.
No. Like I said, Freddie, I haven't forgiven you.
But you can't stop being my sister.
Yeah, well, I wish I could.
Where have you been?
None of your business, really.
With Russ?
Some friends of his, actually.
Who know about you and him?
No, they've been away on holiday.
Mm.
He's been feeding their cat. I've been house-sitting for them, unofficially.
Using their house as your love nest.
Don't start, Freddie. I had to get away, all right? Mum was just being unbearable.
And what happens when these friends come home?
They're back this evening.
Oh. So where are you going now?
Have to come home, I suppose.
To Lower Loxley?
For now.
Well, with a bit of luck, in a few hours' time when this is all over, I'll be joining you. Be like old times again, yeah?
If you say so.
How do they feel?
Like they're made of wood.
They're too tight.
Better than the other pair. How do they look?
Yeah, good.
Well, I don't suppose I'll have to walk very far. And when it comes to dancing, nobody will care if I kick them off.
Oh, Lord, that's probably my mum.
Hi, Mum.
Hello, love. Oh, Jasper, what are you doing? Oh, that's Christopher's shoes.
Yeah, I'm lending them to him for tomorrow.
Oh, what else are you wearing?
A suit.
Goodness, don't think I've ever seen you in a suit.
There's a first time for everything.
Anyway, let's have a look at yours, Christopher.
My suit is fine.
Just to check. And your shirt and tie.
Yeah, okay.
So, Jazza, Alistair's moved back in with you and Jim, has he?
Aye.
How is he?
Oh, he seems all right. Dealing with it, you know.
Heard he was called out to Brookfield yesterday.
Did you indeed?
I'm surprised they're still using him.
Well, hasn't he given up doing his job?
But after that terrible scene in the pub last week, you'd think they'd find someone else.
Why?
Well, did you not hear what happened?
I was there.
I said all along it had to be Alistair's fault. I just knew he'd been up to something.
Well, you don't know the full story, do you? And he still knows what to do with an injured cow.
Right, there you go. One suit, fresh from the cleaners.
Oh, it's come up really well, hasn't it?
Yeah, I told you.
And this is the shirt.
You said the pale blue.
Oh, look at that.
What?
That button hanging by a thread.
No, don't put it off. Oh, Mum!
Isn't it lucky you had your mum check that for you?
I've got a needle and thread. Oh, stupid question. Look, I'll take it home with me and drop it back in the morning.
No, you don't have to do that.
You're the best man, Christopher.
Well, I could always wear another shirt.
Why wouldn't you look in the part? Prove he did the right thing asking you to be best man instead of his brother.
I don't think Marcus is bothered.
Yeah, they were just arriving at Woodbine as I was leaving the shop. Harrison's mum and dad and Marcus with his partner and their little girl.
Yeah, I met Marcus at the stag.
He had one of those buns on his head. Sleeveless vest and tattoos all up his arms and round his neck.
Nothing wrong with tattoos.
About as unlike Harrison as it's possible to imagine.
I hear Linda's making his life a misery.
Whose?
Harrison's.
Is she?
Yeah, I told you, Mum. She's got her knickers in a right old twist about a llama being taken for a midnight stroll. She just won't let it go.
Now, are you sure you wouldn't like your dad to drive you tomorrow?
We're okay, Mum.
Didn't it come to you any harm, did it?
Well, the llama? No, it was fine.
It's no trouble, honestly.
No, it's just going to be family at the register office, Mum. Plus me, Alice and the bridesmaids.
And me.
And Jazzer.
So what's Linda going to do if Harrison can't call her the guilty party?
Who knows? But he's having nightmares that she'll stand up at the reception and denounce him as an accessory to the crime.
Well, that's that then.
I don't believe it.
Well, if you didn't see it coming...
I simply cannot believe it.
Then you're even more of an idiot than I took you for. It was obvious you'd get sent to the Crown Court.
I was so sure it would be over and done with today. They'd just hit me with a fine.
That was never going to happen.
Now I've got to wait till the end of September. Another 6 weeks stuck at Auntie Shula's.
And then, very likely, a jail sentence.
Don't say that!
We've got to face up to it, Freddie. This is what happens when you behave like a prat.
But for something so trivial.
Trivial? Oh, grow up. You knew perfectly well what the consequences could be.
Freddie, go and say thank you to Usha.
What for?
She worked extremely hard on your behalf.
Not hard enough.
Oh, she did warn us, and you heard what the magistrate said.
Yeah.
That he could see no mitigating circumstances.
Don't rub it in.
I thought at least I brought you up to be polite. So go on, go and say thank you to Usha.
Okay.
Oh, Lily.
So the Sandhu's cancelled?
What?
The Sandhu's. They're going elsewhere.
Well, who told you?
Freddie.
Well, yes, they did. They want a full refund and compensation.
What?
Well, it seems trivial now in hindsight. He's going to end up with a prison sentence, isn't he?
Probably.
He'll never be able to cope with that.
Well, he'll have to learn, won't he?
He's had such a sheltered upbringing. I mean, he simply has no idea. Oh, I mean, drug dealing, for heaven's sake. What on earth made him think he could get away with that?
He's just easily led, our Freddie.
And what's this going to do to his future?
Well, at least he gets to inherit Lower Loxley.
How's he ever going to have any kind of career with a prison sentence on his record? What sort of life is he going to have now? We're going to have to help him, Lily. Whatever happens, we've got to make sure Freddie's sorted. I mean, if the worst happens.
What? Unbelievable.
Lily, where are you going?
Home.
But, well, can't you wait for your brother? We need to talk about his future.
What about my future, Mum?
Lily, wait, I'm sorry. Lily...
Two A's and an A star in my A level.
Lily, I didn't...
And thanks for asking.
I've overdone the blusher, haven't I?
No, it's fine.
Yeah?
Keep still, Fallon.
Oh. You don't think I look too apple-cheeked?
No, your makeup is perfect. Stop moving your head till I get these flowers pinned in place.
Apple cheeks and flowers in my hair. I'm going to look like a milkmaid.
Not in that gorgeous dress, you're not.
It'd be so much easier with a nice plastic headband.
Mum!
Right. I think I should stay put now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look at you.
Oh.
Absolutely stunning.
Oh, my darling.
What?
I just can't quite believe my little girl is getting married.
Oh, here, have a tissue.
How's Dad doing? With the food? Is it all going to be ready in time?
Yeah, of course it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's been up since the crack of dawn.
And Emma's been helping.
Yeah, she came over first thing this morning to get the room all set up for the reception. Christine's there now doing the flowers.
What's happened to Jazzer? He should have been here by now.
Well, 2 o'clock yet.
Oh, I hope to goodness he's got the music sorted. We can't be having a silent gap before the DJ gets here.
Don't worry, Jazzer's got it covered.
With what, though? Knowing him, he's probably booked a bagpipe player or something.
Oh, that's him now. Hi, Jazzer. All ready?
Hi. I thought it best to check you're all dressed. Am I safe to come upstairs?
Oh, Fallon's not quite ready yet. I'll come down.
Afternoon.
Jazza, what on earth are you wearing?
It's my brother's wedding suit.
Your brother got married in a check suit?
The McCreary tartan. Classy or what?
I'm sorry, Jazza. You can't wear that.
Why not?
You look like a badly dressed bookie.
Hey, come on now. Have you know this suit cost a wee fortune? And stitched and made to measure.
Yeah, made to measure for your brother, who must be considerably shorter and fatter than you.
Only a wee bit.
Oh, you cannot turn up at Fallon's wedding dressed like that. Everyone will be gawping at you instead of at the bride.
They won't.
And it's Fallon's day. You don't want to ruin it for her, do you?
Of course no, but you really reckon she's not going to like this?
Believe me, everything you're wearing is just so wrong.
But I've got nothing else.
Apart from the shoes, they're nice.
I borrowed them.
Who from?
Chris. They're killing my feet.
Well, he's about your size, isn't he? I'll give him a call. Let's hope they haven't left yet. Oh, come on.
Well, where are we going?
My car's just down the end here. Quickly, before anyone sees you.
Hello, Christopher's phone.
Susan?
He's just upstairs getting changed.
It's me, Kirsty. We have a problem.
I've just spoken to my dad on the phone.
They're already there.
What, at the register office?
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have a long wait. Now, slip this on, Chassett.
OK. Maybe we should start for a minute too. The traffic might be bad.
Ah, we're all right for a bit.
We'll need you up.
Oh, there's a good big seam down the back. I can let it out.
Well, Fallon approved, do you reckon?
It looks really good. What do you think, Harrison?
Yeah. It looks fine.
In a sort of new romantic way.
That's my reputation at the Windy.
Okay, now take it off.
I'm still not sure about this baggy shirt.
Well, it's the only one of mine that's going to fit you.
Makes me look like an Italian ice cream salesman.
Better than looking like a circus clown. Now, if I can just get this back seam undone.
Mum, what are you doing? That's my favourite waistcoat.
Well, I'll put it back together for you after, don't worry.
Look, I'm going to have to get back.
Yeah, and we really should be going.
You can't leave without me, Kirsty.
We'll just get a lift with Harrison and Chris.
Yeah, speaking of which.
What are you going to say to Fallon?
Oh, I'll think of something, don't worry. I'll see you there. Bye.
Now, Jazza, put this back on for me. No, the other way round. That's it. Now, keep very still. I'm just going to pin it together down the back.
I really think we should make a move.
Oh, if you two want to go, I can always drive Jazza over.
Sorry. Need you stab me in the back?
Oh, just a couple more pins.
Actually, why don't we do that?
What?
If Susan could bring Jazza, then...
Not a good idea, believe me. Don't panic, we've got plenty of time, honestly.
I don't want to be late for my own wedding.
Bride's prerogative, that is.
Exactly, not the groom's.
Okay, if you can just slip it off.
How am I supposed to do that?
Undo the buttons.
Oh, right.
Now, I've just got to stitch down the back and then you'll be good to go.
How long's it going to take?
Oh, not long.
It's okay, Harrison. They can't start without us. Can't hear Fallon walking down the aisle without her bridesmaid, eh?
I think she might be rather more concerned by the lack of her groom.
Right, Chris, we're getting in the car.
So when you said wardrobe malfunction...
That was a bit of an understatement.
I can't believe that none of us thought to check.
I know. How could we not have realised that Jazza's idea of a smart suit would be different from any sane person's?
But he was so right about this dress.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, obviously he has occasional flashes of good taste.
Emma's managed to get Christopher on the phone. They're literally 2 minutes away.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah, much longer hanging around out here and them flowers in your hair would be wilting.
Oh, no. Should I go inside out of the sun?
Oh, she's teasing you, Fallon.
There's a lot to be said for plastic.
Oh, look, here they are.
Fallon, I'm so sorry.
Well, you're here
and
now.
Looking very lovely, I have to say.
You like it? My suit got the thumbs down.
So I heard.
No, you mentioned my shirt and tie. I was lucky to get away with my own underpants.
Oh, spare us the thought of your underpants.
Now, have you sorted out what's happening after the speeches?
Oh, you're not still worrying about that, are you?
Well...
Out the way, Jazza. This lady is spoken for.
Hello, you.
Hello, sorry we're late.
I forgive you.
You look amazing.
You like the dress?
I love it. Love you.
Just one question for you, Fallon. Are you sure you're marrying the right man?
What?
Oh, I'm ready and willing to step into the breach.
Come on, Jazz. Stop trying to steal the limelight.
So, should we get married then?
Yes. Let's.
And having decided he really fancied Fallon, unfortunately he blew his chances by picking her up for being drunk and disorderly and bunging her in a cell overnight.
Oh, thanks for bringing that up, Chris.
And then she happened upon some photos on Harrison's Facebook page of him on a lad's night out with his police chums, obviously completely paralytic himself. But then we've all recently got to know, haven't we, that this very proper man, so careful with money, so knowledgeable about mortgages and ISAs, so slow to buy a round in the pub.
Oh, pots and kettles, Christopher.
Wasn't always Mr. Respectable.
Oh no, here we go.
Now, I know his mum and dad are here today, so I don't want to embarrass him, But let's just say he looks very fetching in fishnet tights and a ginger wig. Ooh. And I'm reliably informed that he looks even better with them off. Which means, Harrison, that from now on you are destined to play the ugly sister in the Ambridge panto.
Yes.
But seriously, folks, in the few years he's been here, he's become a pillar of this community. Mm. Not least because of how he's transformed our cricket team. Woo-hoo! He's been a good mate to me, and I know you'll all join with me in wishing him and Fallon a long and happy marriage. So please, raise your glasses to the bride and groom.
Bride and groom!
Now, I'm going to hand over to Fallon's bridesman, Jasmine McCreary, who I have to say is wearing an extremely tasteful waistcoat, to introduce a rather special event. Jazzer!
Well, folks, I'm afraid the DJ for the night can't be here for another hour. So, to while away the time, I've got something a wee bit special. If you'd like to turn to the back of the room, with a bit of luck, the curtains will part.
Oh my God!
Those of you who've been around for a while should recognise the members of Fallon's band, Little White Lies.
Hey!
Did you know about this?
Well, yeah.
Well, you didn't tell me.
And ruin the surprise.
Oh, go on, Fallon, up you get.
Me? I haven't played with a band in years.
It's like riding a bike, love. You don't forget.
Oh. And how many brides can say they provided the entertainment at their own wedding? Go on, you know you want to.
Fallon! Fallon!
Fallon!
Fallon!
Okay, I give in.
You didn't know your wife was a rock goddess, did you?
Isn't she fantastic? I knew she had a great singing voice, but that...
Was that really Jazz's idea?
Yeah.
To get her band back together.
I thought it was a bit risky, but they were all up for it, so...
Oh, and Fallon just loved it.
Oh, she did, didn't she? She is such a star, your daughter. Hey, my wife.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, did you ever get to the bottom of that business with Linda's love?
Oh, you're not still going on about that, are you?
Linda will not let it go. She's determined to find out who was responsible. Been nagging me all week.
Oh, I think Kenton's trying to attract my attention. With a build-up at the bar.
Excuse me?
It was you, wasn't it?
Sorry?
Linda's llama.
Really? Oh, don't be so ridiculous.
I know it was you, Susan.
But how?
Literally everybody has been gossiping like mad about what happened that night, except for one person who seems to have remained suspiciously quiet on the subject, despite having a bit of a reputation as the village gossip.
I do not.
Don't lie to a police officer, Susan.
I'd had a few glasses of wine, you see, and well, it seemed funny at the time, and... You're going to arrest me?
What?
Well, you did it to Freddie.
That's slightly different.
You won't tell Linda, will you?
Well, the thing is, Susan...
Oh, please, I'm begging you.
Well...
I'll never hear the last of it. And I did save your bridesmaid, or whatever Jazzer is. If it wasn't for me, he'd have turned up in that horrible tartan.
Oh, go on then. Your secret's safe with me.
Oh, thank you. Fallon is a very lucky woman.
What was all that about?
Oh, I'll tell you later. Hey, could we go outside, do you think? Get a breath of fresh air.
Oh, you're going to ravish me under the stars.
Oh, if that's what you'd like. Ah, come on, let's sneak away.
It has been the most perfect day.
It has.
Yeah. I was so nervous. I can't believe that everything turned out so perfectly. The flowers, the food... The speeches, even Mum's cake.
Your band?
Oh, the band. That was amazing. That was such a surprise.
Well, I've got one more surprise for you. We are going on honeymoon.
Honeymoon? But you said we couldn't afford it yet.
I couldn't resist. And it's just a weekend's glamping.
What, at Spiritual Home?
No! I'm not that much of a cheapskate. We're going to Cornwall, and after all the palaver of the wedding, I just want to be alone with you.
Yay, in a yurt?
Yes, in a yurt.
Oh. How did you pay for it?
Oh, dear.
What?
Promise you won't be angry with me.
What have you done?
I paid for it with plastic.
Oh, Harrison.
No, I know.
After all the trouble I went to have a plastic-free wedding.
But it's a 0% APR credit card, and I promise I'll cut it up the second we've paid it off. Forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive, my darling. I love you so much.
Not as much as I love you.
This is the BBC.
I know that feeling. You've just caught up on your regular podcasts. Now, how do you decide what to listen to next? There are just too many. What you need is Podcast Radio Hour from BBC Radio 4 Extra. I'm Amanda Litherland, and each week I offer up recommendations of the best podcasts that are out there. I invite guests to choose their favourites too, and we chat to podcast creators about the inspirations behind their episodes. We featured Deborah Francis White, Carrie Ad Lloyd, Will Young, even Alec Baldwin. Whether you're looking for crime, comedy, conversation, or something completely different, discover your next favourite podcast with Podcast Radio Hour. Find it wherever you found this.